It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
I honestly can't remember a time when I was less excited about watching a college football national championship game. I honestly just am not, I am not as excited about watching Ohio State and Notre Dame play for a national championship as I have been in the past for other national championship games that haven't even included Georgia. There is something about these college football playoffs for me, this expanded version of the college football playoff for me, that is lacking. I feel like that, you know, here we are, you know, what is this, the third weekend in January, and we're still playing games. I feel like the season's been too much. The postseason has been too much. I think there are too many teams in the college football playoff. I think maybe six, possibly eight, and that would be good with that. We wouldn't be playing this extra round if we did that. Six for me would be just fine. You know, we wouldn't have Arizona State and Clemson, in the college football playoff field. Did anybody really believe that Arizona State or Clemson were good enough to win a national championship? Gosh, well, the answer should be no. And if the answer is yes, then either you're a diehard fan of that fan base, or you'll know jack about college football. It's one or the other. It's too much. I will say this. What the college football playoff did this year is it saved us from what would have been probably the worst four playoff team field that we would have ever had. And it also robbed Oregon of a national championship. Here's what I mean. With the way the season shook out, with teams losing in championship games, which of course I'm predicating this upon the format that existed prior to this 12 team. I'm predicating this on the 4-team playoff, right? The top four teams get in, regardless of conference championships or whatever. The top four teams, you would have had number one Oregon, who of course finished the regular season undefeated. When all was said and done, you would have had a two seed of Indiana. Your three seed would have been SMU, and Boise State would have been your four seed. So you'd have had Oregon, Indiana, SMU, and Boise State based upon the precedent that has been set in the college football playoff with the four spots available. They never took a two-loss team, and those were all the one-loss teams. That was it. There was not another undefeated or one-loss team past SMU, past Boise State or Indiana. Georgia, two losses, probably wouldn't have gotten in. Maybe Georgia in this particular instance would have gotten in, and if they would, they would have won a national championship with that field. But the point is that based on the precedent, there had never been a two-loss team. So I've got to believe that the four teams that would have gotten in would have been Oregon, Indiana, SMU, and Boise State. And in that field, Oregon is by far the better team of those four. So Oregon probably would have been your national champion this year. Instead, they meet up with a buzzsaw Ohio State, who I think is going to win the whole thing. And, you know, they go down. So That's the point I'm making. There are too many teams. This thing's taken too long to drag out and crown a champion. But on the positive side of the field, positive side of the coin, it saved us from, I guess Oregon would have played Boise in the first round and then Indiana and SMU. So it saved us from a national championship game of Oregon and SMU. But Oregon would have finally gotten that elusive national championship that they've been seeking in that field. It was a weird year. It was a weird year to do the college football playoff for the very first time. Without it, Oregon, Boise State, SMU, Indiana. Those are your four college football playoff. No Alabama, no Ohio State. Ohio State would have been eliminated the second that Michigan planted that flag. Penn State loses to Oregon in the Big 12 championship game for their second loss. They're probably out. Georgia beats Texas for the second time in the SEC title game. That gives Texas two losses. They would have been out by the prior precedent. Arizona State wins the Big 12, but they had two losses, so they probably don't get in. And then you've got SMU who gets blasted by Clemson, but Clemson, of course, with three losses, they're not getting in. So, you know, there you go. It would have been those four teams, and what a dreadful national championship game, college football playoff in general, that would have been. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away, whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement. You can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for free for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. Look, I'm just saying that's what it would have been. That's tough. Ohio State, I'm picking them to beat Notre Dame, by the way. They're an 8-point favorite. The over-under in this game is 45.5. I would encourage you to take the over. Take the over, 45.5. Ohio State will score in this game. I think Ohio State will score at least 30. So if Notre Dame can score two touchdowns or a touchdown and a field goal, you're set. So 17, you need Notre Dame to get you 17. I think Ohio State's going to give you 30, 31. I think you'll be just fine. Ohio State, an 8-point favorite. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. An 8-point favorite in a national championship game. I mean, I get that Ohio State and Notre Dame is certainly better than Oregon SMU. I get it. Okay, that's fine. But still, an 8-point favorite in a national championship game. These are supposed to be the two best teams in the country. Does anybody really? I mean, I think Ohio State is probably one of the two best teams in the country. You know, I thought Georgia was probably the other one, but their quarterback got hurt. So, you know, they weren't the same. They were not the same team without Carson Beck. We're going to talk a little bit about Carson Beck later on in this show. He has been a lightning rod. Georgia fans have been banging on him, and I got a feeling that come August, they're going to regret banging on Carson Beck.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The state of Georgia will be well represented in the national championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. The Buckeyes will field a team with 7 players from Georgia on their roster, while the Fighting Irish will field 4 players on their roster from the Peach State. In all, 11 players will take part in the national championship game this weekend from Georgia. Should be a pretty good game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Tell you one league that has the playoff system, their playoff system figured out and does it right, it's the NFL. I'm super excited about the NFL. I'm a lot more excited about the NFL playoffs than I am this national championship game in college football. I just think the NFL has the perfect model. It works. It's not too much time off for the teams that get the first round bye. It's a perfect system. You get the, if you're the one seed, not only do you get the bye in the NFL, but then you get the winner of that weaker playoff game in the first round, so you get like the weaker team. Meanwhile, the two seed, yes, they get the first round bye, but they're getting a harder opponent in the second round, which is that divisional round. I just think that the NFL, you don't see, right, in the college football playoff, you've got the teams that you have in 5, 6, 7, 8. Those are the teams that you have left playing 5, 6, 7, 8. 1 through 4, all your conference winners are bounced. They're gone. They didn't win a game. The NFL, your conference winners are still there. The teams that got byes typically don't lose. They get that home field advantage. I just think that the college football model should take a page out of the NFL model's book and say, let's do that, which, of course, is 6 teams. Perfect. 6 teams. That's all you need. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The NFL's got to figure it out. These are the games, all right? So these are the games. I'm going to give you my Super Bowl winner. We're going to go through this divisional round. I'll give you the winners. I'll give you the AFC-NFC championship games, and then I'm going to tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl. And I love these playoffs. I'm super excited about what's going to come with these playoffs, especially if they go the way I think they're going to go. We are going to get a marvelous matchup, a very intriguing matchup in the Super Bowl. One of the better matchups of the last 20, 25 years, if it goes the way I think it's going to. So here we go. All right, so in the first round, you've got the Texans at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 8-point favorites. Over under in that game is 41.5. By the way, if you're going to place a bet, that's the place to do it, is right there on the over 41.5, that's not a lot of points. So take the over, take 42, Texans, Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs to beat the Texans and advance. All right, and then you've got Ravens, Bills. What a great divisional game. Two teams that are legitimately Super Bowl contenders, right? Both of those teams are good enough to win the Super Bowl, but both of those teams cannot advance. I've got a feeling, right? There's something about Josh Allen this year that to me feels a little different. And we're still waiting on Lamar Jackson to win that first big game in the playoffs. He hasn't done it. We haven't seen it. And maybe he's just that guy. I like the Bills to get the W here. Give me Buffalo to advance to the AFC Championship game, which would give us an AFC Championship game of the Chiefs and the Bills, Kansas City and Buffalo. And, of course, that's become a huge big-time rivalry in today's NFL with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Those teams have played each other a lot in the playoffs. The Chiefs have pretty much gotten the better end of Josh Allen every single time, and the Buffalo Bills that they've come across. Come back to that in a moment. On the other side, you've got the Commanders and the Lions. This is what I was talking about, right? The Lions are the one seed, so they've got that little bit easier of a game. I like the Lions to beat the Commanders at home. The tough game, the one that, you know, will probably draw the most intrigue, Rams at Eagles. That's a very good football game, or Eagles at Rams, excuse me. So give me the Eagles in that game. Give me the Eagles to advance to the NFC Championship game, which gives you Lions-Eagles in the NFC Championship game. So the four teams you have remaining would be Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Eagles. Those are your final four, your conference championship game. Lions-Eagles on the NFC side, Chiefs-Bills on the AFC side. In the Chiefs-Bills game, we have watched Patrick Mahomes, Rashee Rice gets injured, and we've watched, you know, the receivers really struggle with Patrick Mahomes, and yet they still find ways to win football games. I said a minute ago that I felt like this was Josh Allen. This year felt special to me for Josh Allen, and I'm gonna back that up. And plus, the Bills can also run the ball a little bit without Josh Allen too now. So I'm gonna take the Bills to beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. And, of course, this will motivate the Chiefs to go out and get Mahomes some help at receiver to get him some weapons, because it has been a struggle outside of Kelce trying to find somebody that can pose a threat to the opposing defense, cause some sleepless nights to defensive coordinators. Patrick Mahomes is great. That's why they are where they are. They need some more weapons. I think it's finally the Bills' turn to get that win against the Chiefs. And the Bills will advance to the Super Bowl for the first time since the Jim Kelly era. That is exciting. On the other side, talk about exciting, team that hasn't been there in a while, Lions-Eagles, right? You look at those two teams, Eagles have a Super Bowl not very far off, not too long ago. It's been forever since the Lions have even been good. It's been forever since the Lions have been in the playoffs with this type of team. And this team they have is probably the best team they've ever had, I would venture to say. This team's better than those Barry Sanders teams of the early 90s, right? These teams are better. This team is better than those teams. This team's a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I never felt with those Lions teams that they were legitimate Super Bowl contenders, that they could win. It was great they made the playoffs. You got to see Barry Sanders run around a playoff game. Great. Good, you know, feel good story. And then they get beat by the Cowboys or the 49ers, and that was that. The Lions are going to win this game, and the Lions are going to go to the Super Bowl. And we're going to have two teams playing each other that have never won a Super Bowl ever. It will be the Lions' first trip, to my knowledge, to the Super Bowl. Of course, the Bills have been there four straight years in the 90s, the late 80s, early 90s, couldn't get it done. I think they took a loss to the Giants to the Redskins and then two to the Cowboys in the Cowboy era. Four straight Super Bowl appearances, no wins for the Bills. The Lions haven't been there at all. Two teams that have never won a Super Bowl will be facing off in what I think is going to go down. And I would assume that probably the Lions will be favored in that game. So I've got Texans, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Commanders and Lions, Rams and Eagles, and all, after all said and done of that first round, Bills and Lions in the Super Bowl. By the way, I'm going to throw these lines out to you. So Texans, Chiefs, the Chiefs are 8-point favorites. 41.5 is the over-under. Again, I would take the over in that game. Commanders at Lions. The Lions are 9-point favorites. So give me the Lions in that game for sure. Do they cover? The over-under is 55.5. That's a ton of points. Take the under maybe in that game. It's a lot of points. Rams, Eagles, 6.5-point favorites are the Eagles. 43.5 is the over-under. 6.5 is a lot. I would pick the Rams here. I don't think the Eagles will cover. Ravens at Bills. The Ravens are a 1-point favorite in this football game. It's basically a pick'em game. 51.5 is the over-under. I would take the Bills straight up. I take the Bills straight up in this football game. So those are the bets that I would place if I were you. And again, I've got Bills and Lions in the end playing for the whole dang thing. Bills, Lions. What an awesome Super Bowl that would be. Bills, Lions.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner, Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive Trane Comfort Specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Here it comes, the big one, Valentine's Day. Guys, you can't mess this one up. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers for a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be that perfect set of earrings this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Carson Beck's off to Miami. This is, you know, I have listened to a lot of Georgia fans bang on Carson Beck over the last several days about, you know, him not being loyal and transferring out of Georgia. He was going to go to the NFL, and now he's transferring to Miami, entering the transfer portal, and Miami's going to pay him, you know, $4 million, you know, some say $3 million, somewhere between $3 and $4 million to come and play quarterback. And all of this stuff, and the, I mean, it's just been ridiculous. And, you know, look, Georgia fans, if you're the guy, if you're Carson Beck, there's not a single one of you out here that can hear my voice that would not have done the same exact thing that Carson Beck did. And here's why. The entirety of the seat. You know what? I'm going to back up further than that. Carson Beck was a four-star out of Jacksonville, Florida. He committed to Georgia right out of Florida's backyard. For those of you that don't know much about recruiting, there was a time when if you went to Jacksonville, Florida to try to recruit against the Gators in Jacksonville, good luck. It wasn't happening. And the Gators were indeed recruiting Carson Beck. He chose to go to Georgia. He comes to Georgia, and they've got the quarterback, JT Phillips. What was the kid's name? The long-haired kid that had the mustache, JT Daniels. That's right. Transfer from USC. They had JT Daniels there. JT Daniels got hurt. Stetson Bennett went in. Carson Beck sat behind Stetson Bennett for two seasons. And I'm going to tell you this, and it doesn't matter how much you think of Stetson Bennett. I agree with you. Stetson Bennett was a great college quarterback, but when it comes to the NFL, Carson Beck is going to have a better NFL career than Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett may get a start here and there. Somebody may give him a shot as a starter for a few games, but Stetson Bennett, for the most part, I believe, is going to be a backup in the NFL. Nothing wrong with that. Carson Beck is going to be an elite NFL quarterback. Carson Beck is going to be among the best of the best in the NFL. He's got all of the skills. He has the skill set to survive, not just survive in the NFL, but to thrive. He sat behind Stetson Bennett for 2 years. He goes into spring, and now he's got to beat out. He's got to earn the job. He's got to beat out Vandegrift, and he's got to beat out Gunnar Stockton. And so they go into spring, no starters announced, and he blows them out of the water. So much so, Vandegrift sees the writing on the wall. He transfers out. Gunnar decides to stay and be the backup. Great. His first season, he loses one game in the SEC championship to Alabama, and they hose the Dogs and don't let him in the college football playoff. Nothing to do of his own. Oh, and we loved him then, didn't we? Carson Beck, best thing since sliced bread. This season, he didn't have the same type of season that he had the prior year. He loses two games, and he had some interceptions, 12 on the season, and they're all over him. The Dog fans were all over him. Georgia was paying him, what was it, like $1.5 million, $2.5 million to play quarterback? That's what his NIL deal was, and he got the Lamborghini. Again, nothing that none of us would have not done, for sure. And the whole year, because the Georgia offense struggles, the offensive line wasn't very good. The receiving core was terrible. Georgia led the nation, led college football in dropped passes. No Ladd McConkey, no Brock Bowers, and Carson Beck still found a way to get that offense to only two losses on the season. Found a way to win an SEC championship. Carson Beck was the reason that Georgia was as good as they were. It wasn't the other way around where he was the reason that was holding them back. He was the foundation that had the whole thing on his shoulders. And I think we saw that with Gunner at quarterback against Notre Dame. The offense struggled. Struggled. Want to struggle with Carson Beck. Bad play calling with Bobo. Offensive line's not very good. Receiving corps stinks. And all year, who got the blame? Carson Beck. Beck stinks. Beck's not any good. You banged on him for the whole year. It was, we want Gunner. Okay, you got him. And what happened? Carson Beck listened to that from his own fan base for a solid year about how bad he was when Carson Beck knew, and all the coaches knew too, he was the reason that Georgia was halfway decent. And without him, they're not even close. Kirby Smart is a fantastic football coach. He's watching Gunner and Carson every day in practice. He knows who's better. He didn't even flinch as far as Carson Beck being the starter when Carson was quote-unquote struggling. Didn't even flinch. Never crossed his mind. Why? Because he saw those two guys in practice and he knew that by far Carson Beck was the better quarterback. And Carson listens to this all year. He stinks. He's got to go. We want, and then they start, and then they start criticizing, oh, he's not focused on football. He's focused on being Carson Beck. He's dating this girl from Miami, this influencer from Miami. She plays basketball for the University of Miami. And yeah, she's got a lot of Instagram followers. She's a beautiful young woman. He's driving a Lamborghini. Oh, he's into himself. He's not focused on football. He listened to this constantly throughout the year. And then Miami comes up and says, hey, you know, your girlfriend goes here and, you know, you made $2.5 million at Georgia or $1.5 million, whatever Georgia was paying him. We'll give you more than that to come play here. You get another year of eligibility to rebuild your draft stock, recover from your injury. We'll give you somewhere between $3 and $4 million to come play. You're going to play in the ACC, which stinks. We're going to be in the mix to make the college football playoff with you at quarterback. Oh, and by the way, your hot girlfriend, you get to see her every single day if you want to. There's not a person out there that's listening to my voice right now that would not have taken that deal, especially after you have listened to a solid year of your fan base banging on you and telling you how much you stink and you know better. I got absolutely no qualms. Well, I'm happy for the guy. I think he did the right thing. Nope. They've got absolutely no hate in my heart for Carson Beck. I think he did the right thing. I think he did exactly what each and every one of us would have ended up doing. I hope he ends up being the number one pick. I hope Miami makes a college football playoff and they're playing for the whole dang thing. Go Carson Beck.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Not only does Gentleman and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentleman and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentleman and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Mac's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Mac's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner, Robert Sullivan. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
You know, we're only a few weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. We're a month away from spring training starting games, I guess. And the Atlanta Braves have done zero to make their team any better. AJ Minter, still unsigned. A key piece of the bullpen. You got to get him. I know he's got the hip thing, but, you know, he'll be fine. Big time left-handed piece in your bullpen. Can't lose that guy. Done nothing in the outfield. You traded Soler, so you've got an outfield spot available. There were rumors that Kelnick has come out and said that he wants to play every day. You hit 230, Jared Kelnick. You hit 230 against right-handed pitching. At the end of the season, the last 2 weeks, when the Braves really needed it, right, when they're making their stretch run, you didn't see the field. I mean, that's pretty well what they thought of you. Offensively, they thought you were a liability. And then you're going to come out and say that you want to play every day. Well, I mean, don't hit 230. You're not going to see Acuna back until, you know, maybe a month into the season, maybe longer. Same with Strider. Another thing they haven't addressed is the rotation. To me, that's a big, huge question mark. You got Schwellenbach that's going to come back. Can he duplicate the success that he had as a rookie? You don't know, right? You got Chris Sale, who, of course, won the Cy Young. He's going to come back. He's 35. What's he going to be able to give you? How many innings? You know, you were skipping starts just to try to get him through the regular season all the way to the end. You know, what are you going to get, you know, out of him? Morton's gone. Freed's gone. Just a lot of question marks. Renato Lopez, right? You really leaned on him, but, you know, that was a guy that consistently would give you five, but he couldn't get out of the sixth. And you've done nothing in your rotation to give you any type of depth. You know, the Braves are going to step in right now, unless something happens. The Braves are going to step into spring training having to depend on Ian Anderson, A.J. Smith-Shawver, Hurst, and Waldrip as far as depth in the rotation until Strider can get back. And even when Strider comes back, they're still going to have to depend on those guys if they don't do something. Ian Anderson hasn't been a factor in Major League Baseball since 2021. the World Series year. He was great 2022. He's been hurt ever since. We're going to the 2025 season. Look, I believe in Ian Anderson. I do think that he's going to rebound and be able to contribute, but I sure don't want to bet my season on it. I want to have a backup plan. You know, they think very highly of A.J. Smith-Shawver. That's great. They put him on the playoff roster, gave him the ball in one of those games, and he got hit around. He's a kid. Learning. Has, you know, I think he had something like six starts at the major league level when they gave him the ball for the playoff game. Do you really want to roll the dice on A.J. Smith-Shawver? And Hurston Waldrop has even less major league experience. He has, both of those guys have a really high ceiling, A.J. Smith-Shawver and Hurston Waldrop. Hurston Waldrop probably has a higher ceiling than A.J. Smith-Shawver. But you haven't seen those guys do it in the major leagues. You want those guys to be pitching for the fifth spot in the rotation. You want Ian Anderson, A.J. Smith-Shawver, and Hurston Waldrop, all of those guys to be pitching for the fifth spot in the rotation or, a spot on the 40-man roster, at the very worst. Going into the season, you're going to have two of those guys in the starting rotation. To start the season, you're going to have two of those guys in the rotation. Until Strider comes back, and then, you don't know. And again, you're depending a lot on 35-year-old Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, who can't get out the fifth. Schwellenbach, one good year. He's still a kid. You don't know. There are a lot of question marks with this Braves team. Meanwhile, we've seen the Mets do what they've done. Phillies do what they've done. Everybody in the division that matters has gotten better except for the Atlanta Braves. You got to get a left fielder. You got to get another bat. There's this talk about Arcia at shortstop. I don't think the Braves need another shortstop. I think you go and you get a power bat to play left field. You roll with Arcia. He's very good defensively, good enough defensively, and I think you'll have a bounce back year. I don't think he's done. I don't think he's an offensive liability. I think he'll hit you 280, and, you'll hit him ninth, he'll hit 280 and hit you 12, 15 home runs, and you'll be ecstatic about that out of your nine hole. I think that everybody in the Atlanta Braves lineup had an off year last year, Arcia included. I don't see any reason to be shipping him out. You need to go and find yourself a left fielder, because what I will tell you is Jared Kelnick, he ain't the answer in Atlanta. He's 25 years old, and they're like, well, maybe if he can, or maybe if this happens, or he's never going to be an everyday major league player. I mean, against right-handed pitching, the dude finished at 230. Go get an outfielder.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Here it comes, the big one, Valentine's Day. Guys, you can't mess this one up. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers for a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be that perfect set of earrings this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
We might have a quarterback controversy brewing down in Kingsland, Georgia with the Camden County Wildcats. So Parks Riandu, who has been the starting quarterback down there for the last couple of seasons in Kingsland, has done a pretty good job, right? Took that team to a Final Four a couple of years ago in Jeff Heron's wing T. Last year in Travis Rowland's spread, I believe they got to the playoffs and maybe got ousted in the first round. Maybe they got to the second, but something like that. Parks Riandu, great athlete, right? He was very well thought of as far as his teammates down there in Kingsland with the Wildcats. Actually dressed varsity as an eighth grader for the Wildcats. That was back when I was still calling those games. So I'm very familiar with Parks Riandu. He'll be entering, I believe, his senior season this coming year. And so the Wildcats just had a four-star William Jackson from Winter Park, Florida, transfer in. Kid 6'4", 196 pounds, class of 2027, of course, again. He's a four-star. Offers from South Carolina, Arkansas, FAU, Troy, a couple of other bigger names, a couple of other SEC schools as well. Four-star kid out of Winter Park, Florida. He transferred in. It looks like there's a connection between him and Grant Alford, who is now the offensive coordinator from Camden. Grant Alford was at Winter Park, which is where this kid was playing. Oh, another offer from Virginia Tech. That's the one I was missing. Marshall also in on this kid as far as recruiting him. So, you know, it just looks like that Parks Riandu might have to fight for his job as a senior with this kid transferring in. You know, Parks, again, Parks is kind of a dual threat kid. He throws the ball well enough, super athletic, super elusive with his feet, makes plays, extends plays with his legs, is lethal rolling to his right and throwing the football, deadly accurate doing that. That's one of the things he does very, very well. You know, but he's a, I'm not going to say he's an undersized kid because he's not small by any stretch of the imagination, but he's not 6'4", 195, which is what this kid is transferring in. We'll see what the Wildcats end up doing with that situation. But yeah, so William Jackson transferring into Camden, four-star kid out of Winter Park. And by all stretch, you know, everybody that I've heard, also a dual threat kid, can spin the ball. You know, great thrower, throws a great ball. You hear that a lot. Throws a catchable ball. So, you know, we'll see. Again, a sophomore, so you know, the Wildcats may decide just to go with Parks for his senior season, and then, you know, they'll have 2 years of William Jackson as their starter, and they get to kind of groom him, although he's already played in Grant Offord's system as a freshman. So, you know, the rich keep getting richer down there in Kingsland, Georgia. Parks Riandu, again, Parks Riandu is a great quarterback, great athlete. Again, dressed as an eighth grader on the varsity squad. And that's how well thought of he was down there, or is thought of down that way. So we'll see what the Wildcats do. If I'm them, I start the Riandu kid for his senior year, and then, you know, I go with 2 years of William Jackson. But, yep, that's the scenario down there. A lot like the Falcons scenario, right? They've got two quarterbacks, too. I was going to make mention of this before we got off the air. Now I'm kind of squeezed for time to do it. But if I'm the Atlanta Falcons, don't you feel like that you've got to cut Kirk Cousins? Doesn't everybody basically feel that way now? You can't continue to pay what you're going to have to pay him if he's on the roster, and you're already going to take a huge dead cap hit for what you've signed him for. And there's just no real reason to have him on the roster, because obviously you have decided to go ahead and move in the Pennix direction.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The state of Georgia will be well represented in the national championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. The Buckeyes will field a team with 7 players from Georgia on their roster, while the Fighting Irish will field 4 players on their roster from the Peach State. In all, 11 players will take part in the national championship game this weekend from Georgia. Should be a pretty good game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.